We are the UNC School of Public Health Student Consulting Group and are here today to talk about the Women's Birth and Wellness Center, located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. During this podcast, we will be speaking with the founder and executive director of the Women's Birth and Wellness Center, Maureen Darcy, a family who recently delivered at the birth center, and Brianna Bennett, the center's business director, to learn more about the history, culture, and services provided at the longest operating freestanding birth center in North Carolina.
Our first team member who we have the pleasure of speaking with today is Maureen Darcy, the executive director and founder of WBWC. Welcome, Maureen.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here.
We're going to jump into our first question, which is, what is the history behind Women's Birth and Wellness Center, and how did it all begin?
Okay, there's a long history with Women's Birth and Wellness Center. Actually, this birth center is based on a birth center that was started in Siler City, North Carolina, back in the fall of 1978, and that was an in-hospital birth center. But when I say in-hospital, it was because that's where they could get the rooms, but there were no physicians who were delivering babies. There was no obstetric service there at all. And they took over the birth center, or the hospital, made it into a birth center. So they took what used to be four-bed wards and made them into two birthing rooms. And I started working for them in 1980 because we were also doing home births at the time. And that birth center lasted until 1991 when, unfortunately, the one and only obstetrician in the community left. And there was absolutely no hope of finding an obstetrician that would move into Chatham County. So I had to take a break for a couple years, worked in the health department, and then got word of a grant that was started in about 1990-91, because in 1990, North Carolina was the worst state to have a baby in for infant mortality. So there were grants that were made available for nurse midwives to set up practices, whether it's a birth center, actually in eastern North Carolina or western North Carolina, where we knew there were pockets where there were no folks providing care to set up practices. And I was able to get a grant and worked with the Office of Rural Health to set up a birth center alongside a federally qualified healthcare center, Piedmont Health Center. And from 1995 till 2003, we operated as Piedmont Women's Health Center until, unfortunately, the federally qualified healthcare center decided they didn't want to have a birth center anymore. And I bought it from them and made it a not-for-profit, and we've been going strong since then. So we're actually, even though we're in the same building, we've had two different names, but this is still Women's Birth and Wellness Center. You know, we had 6 years as Piedmont Women's Health Center, but same telephone number, same address, so I like to think it's just a nice little continuum. But basically, it is a continuum from the birth center in Siler City, because a lot of our first clients who came here were folks who had their babies in Siler City. And, you know, we are delivering second and third generation now of folks who are in Siler City. So it's a really nice continuum over these, 38 years or so?
That's awesome.
Almost 40.
Yeah, very, very cool. So what would you say are some of the main goals and objectives of WBWC?
Well, I think our main goal is to make sure that we can provide care for any woman who wants to come for this type of care in a birth center. We don't take folks for the hospital here. We want you to be invested in natural childbirth and using the different modalities we have here to assist that. So we really want anyone who wants to come here, whether they have insurance, whether they are Christian Medishare, whether they're Medicaid, or they're self-pay, we're going to figure out a way for them to come here, because we are a 501c3 not-for-profit, which I don't think you see much when you hear of health offices, you know, offering care. So we're kind of an anomaly there. But I also wanted to make sure that it was care for all women through all their whole time span, and that's why it's called Women's Birth and Wellness Center, so that we really are a primary health care site. So young girls who are starting their periods or need sports physicals or so, you know, 10, 11, 12 can come here. And now women who delivered with me 38, 40 years ago are coming here for menopause care and for primary health care, because we have the nurse midwives, the family nurse practitioners, and the women's health folks here. We also are 100% behind breastfeeding, and we want to support that. We're a baby-friendly facility, so we have the 5 lactation consultants too. We have the boutique so that we can supply folks with the things that are very important to us, cloth diapering, baby wearing, and breastfeeding, so that any of the supplies you might need for that. But basically, it's really to provide women with one-on-one care in a one-stop shop that is geared towards quality care throughout the life. I think lifespan, that's what I'm aiming for.
With that goal in mind, what are some of your major statistics that are important to WBWC?
If you look at from day one here, and actually it can't be even day one because we were open for about 6 months before we could get into the birth center and those folks had to deliver in the hospital. But we are almost hitting on 7,000 births here. I think we're at 6,800 something. And out of that, more than 5,000 women have been able to deliver here in the birth center. To me, that's just phenomenal. And even when we have to go to the hospital, because the nurse midwives go to the hospital with our mothers, our vaginal delivery rate is something like, I don't know, high 90s. So if you really want a vaginal delivery in this day and age, it really would behoove you to start with the birth center. And I think that's what I just love about this birth center and where I want to see it go. I want to make sure that we can decrease the amount of C-sections and that we're going to have the healthiest moms and the healthiest babies we possibly can with the quality care that we give here.
Very cool. Is there anything else you would want to talk about today or mention on the podcast?
You know, I love my job here. I hope it shows through what I've been talking to you about, and I hope as you go through the podcast, you're going to hear this from other folks. And to me, what's so exciting about this podcast is that the mother, baby, the family dyad you're going to be talking to, you know, Dad was born with the assistance of our birth center in Siler City. So it really goes to show that it's multi-generational, that we've been here for a long time, and even though we've had some adversity, we're going to keep going because we all love our job and we fulfill a very important role for women in this community who want options, who don't want to go to the hospital, don't want to have a home birth, but a birth center is that happy medium. And I just want to be able to continue doing this for as long as I possibly can.
The couple we will be speaking with next are Austin and Leah. They recently had a baby at the Women's Birth and Wellness Center, Arrow. We're actually in the room where she delivered. We will be asking them specific questions about their experiences at the Women's Birth and Wellness Center. Good morning, Austin and Leah. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Great. So we're going to dive right into your journey with the Women's Birth and Wellness Center. And our first question is, why did you choose the Women's Birth and Wellness Center?
So for me, growing up in a society where birth was talked about and a lot of the stuff you heard was just about how painful it was, and that's sort of the forefront of your mind, you know, you get pregnant and that was like, okay, so what do we do now? So Austin, because of his connection with the birth center, which I think he'll talk about later, mentioned coming to the birth center, and so I said, okay, we'll go tour it, but I also want to see the hospital. But we came here and toured it, and once we got through the tour here, it was just like, I didn't even need to go to the hospital. The connection that we had with the midwives immediately was there and just so obvious to us that this is where we wanted to be. So yeah, that part was pretty special. But they also offered lots of things that we didn't necessarily think the hospital would give to us, like extra classes and lactation consultants and home visits. And, they called me every day after the birth and we talked for about an hour. For about a week. It just seemed like the support system was there and that became more important than the pain aspect.
So you kind of already touched on this, but could you kind of walk us through a little more detailed your experience with the birth center, starting with how you found the birth center and then your prenatal care here?
I guess, yeah, I've known about the birth center for a while, mainly because my best friend's mom, Maureen Darcy, worked here and I knew this was like her gig. And I don't know, I mean, just knowing her and knowing the whole family vibe that they have over here and knowing, like what Leah said, the prenatal care and, you know, checkups for Leah and stuff like that. They're just like, every midwife here knows about you, knows everything about you. And that's like why we decided to come here. You weren't always having to explain like, yes, you know what's going on. You've done this for a long time. And so it was awesome to come to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the prenatal care, it was pretty cool because it was like you were part of the team instead of just coming in as a patient. They have an option to do a group class with all the women in your birth month instead of like an individual appointment. And you come in and do your own weight and do your own blood pressure. You check in. You don't even have to check in for those, but the ones you do have individual, you just walk back to where the nurse is and do your own weigh-in. you know, before even having the birth here, felt like you were part of the family.
And going off of that, tell us a little bit about the labor and delivery experience and even postnatal care. I know you said you got a call every day for a week, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So kind of talking a little bit more about that.
Oh my gosh. Well, the birthing experience was absolutely amazing. And I've been trying since I gave birth to find the right words, but I haven't been able to find them yet because it was just out of this world. You know, you make a birth plan, but we tried to make birth intentions just because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And so you want to have an open mind about everything. As far as births go, it went, you know, very well. I was not hooked up to anything. I had a huge support system. In fact, we had 10 people in the room. I was able to move around. I was in the tub and the shower, in the birthing chairs and squatting and rolling over. And it was intense and it was painful, but it was absolutely amazing. And I felt like really powerful while it was happening and when it was over. So yeah, that it was just, I mean, kind of mind-blowing. And then at the end, you're just so exhausted, but it's like, did that just happen? And I'm in like this space where there's so much support and love. And I never felt at any point that I was unsafe or that I needed something that I wasn't getting. So yeah, that was incredible. And then we left within about 6 hours. We went home, and you know, the recovery was, it's definitely not something you think about, or I didn't think about. I was just thinking about bringing my baby home. And so that was tough, but they called me every day and we talked for about an hour and they walked through a series of questions, just making sure they cover everything from physical, mental, the baby's health, partner's health. And if there was any kind of problem whatsoever, you could come in or they would come to your house. They had a home visit the first week, which is amazing when you have a newborn at home. Yeah, it was just the support and care that you get was just out of this world.
So Austin, we've been told that you were actually delivered by Maureen. What does it mean to you that Era was delivered under the care of the same person that delivered you?
Wow. Yeah, that was, yeah, like I said before, just that family connection and bringing it kind of full circle, just like being passed down, just these like birth experiences to know that, man, this woman here delivered me, and me and her son are just like so close, and to be able to have her deliver Arrow also, I don't know, it just felt like, yeah, definitely a very community-oriented and family, just like tight. It's kind of hard to put really defined words in there, but just love is probably the best thing.
She, from my perspective, not, you know, I don't know Maureen like Austin does, but she is a powerhouse. I mean, she comes into a room and it's going to get done. And it just, the energy she brought just made it so much better.
Yeah, the confidence that she has, where at the times where you're like, you know, I mean, you're just saying whatever you want to say. But it was just like, I can't do this. And Marina's like, are you kidding me? You're here. We're doing this. And I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing this. And it was like, there's Arrow. And I was like, what? I don't want to. Okay. It was amazing. Go to the birth center.
So how is being a parent different from what you imagined it would be like after this past 1 month?
Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. I mean, it's such a wonderful journey to like go through the pregnancy part and then the birth center and the birth and then this whole other stage that you get to enter into is parenthood. And I mean, there's nothing that can prepare you for it. It's definitely tough, but it, you know, having an environment and a support system and a community around you that supports you through the whole thing crucial, and that's what we found here.
Common theme here, support.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We really enjoyed hearing your story, and congratulations to you guys and to Arrow for being welcomed into this world.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We are currently sitting with Brianna Bennett, Business Director at Women's Birth and Wellness Center. So welcome, Brianna.
Thank you. So what are some of the important policies and values here at WBWC?
We have shared decision-making. This is more than just a medical clinic. So women who come here are encouraged to learn as much as they can, and they're supported in their decisions based on evidence-based practice. Women who are interested in all-natural, out-of-hospital birth are supported and given all the education that they need during their visits here. We're a place that never turns anybody away based on their ability to pay. So we accept all types of insurance, self-pay, sliding fee scale, Medicaid, all of the types of payment that are out there, and we work with people, so we're never going to turn anybody away. Also, I like the fact that people can come here not just for their maternity care, but they can come here when they're planning, they can come here for their well woman care, they can come here for breastfeeding support. It's a little bit more like a family atmosphere than just a medical clinic. People want to come back and rock their babies in the rocking chair that they first rocked them in when they delivered, and they really feel like they're supported by the midwives. So I think that that's a big piece of what we do. And our mission is to provide women of diverse backgrounds with comprehensive well-woman maternity and preventative health throughout the life cycles. A lot of times people think of birth as something that needs to occur in a hospital setting, but it doesn't really. So we are really focused on the preventative model of health and making sure that people have all the support they need to stay well throughout their life.
So, you know, if I were to play the role of a potential patient, how would I be able to access WBWC, and does my insurance cover it?
I'm one of the people that help with getting folks registered and signed up for tours and orientation and go over all the information with them when they first call. They're either trying to conceive or they're already pregnant, and I help them get registered for the tour. I make sure that they are healthy enough for an out-of-hospital birth. So if you have a previous C-section, you wouldn't be able to come here. If you have certain health conditions, you wouldn't be able to come here. But otherwise, you can come. We're in network with all insurance companies, except for some of the limited plans that only allow you to go to certain hospitals, like Blue Local, and there is another Duke-based plan that only allows you to see Duke or Wake Med providers. So pretty much any other type of insurance or payment we take, accept, and help people make sure they understand the benefits. And then after someone comes for a tour and orientation, if they decide that this is a really good fit for them and their family, then they come in for their first visit, usually around 10 weeks.
So what are the visits to WBWC like, and what types of visits are there? I know you touched on this a little bit with well woman care, but could you expand a little bit on that?
Right. So I just recently had my first prenatal visit, and it was about an hour and a half long. And from the patient perspective, you really get an opportunity, you and your partner. So you kind of, it's not just about you. It's, you know, including your partner in the questions. You go through a full family history. You have time to discuss concerns. They address all of your needs. You get to listen to the baby with a fetal Doppler, and they go over all of the education and teaching, and there's a lot more dialogue that's holistic, I think, not just about treating the condition, but helping you navigate and make decisions for yourself. So we also have a lab here, so you get your blood drawn and all of that in the visit too. So the first visit's usually an hour to an hour and a half, and then when you're coming back for return prenatal visits, for first-time moms, you're coming every 4 weeks up until 28 weeks, and then from 28 to 36 weeks, you're coming every 2 weeks, and then 36 on till usually around 40, or whenever you have your baby, you're coming in at least once a week. And those return visits are usually half an hour that you get with the provider face-to-face time. I think that people really feel like they have the opportunity to feel heard and listened to and supported and get all their questions answered in the visit.
Of the classes and services WBWC offers, which ones are you most excited to partake in?
I'm thinking about group prenatal care. Pretty excited about that and going through the process with other people that are doing the same thing. I feel supported by everybody here, and I think that, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of everything. There's a library. I've already checked out some books to help pick out the name and get prepared. Been looking at childbirth education classes. Been looking at trying to decide. I checked out the book, The Birth Partner, for my hubby so he can learn about his role. And just taking advantage of everything.
Is there anything else that you'd want to speak about today?
Yeah, we have lots of other services here. So we have breastfeeding classes, we have our boutique, we have lactation support. So there's a lot of different things that even if for some reason you weren't a candidate for the birth center for birth, it's a really awesome place to get your annual exam. I've been coming here for my annual exams and PAPs for the last 13 years, and our providers are really great. It's really easy to sign up for classes on the website. And so there's a lot of resources here for women, whether they choose to birth at the birth center or not. So
Thank you so much for being with us here today, Brianna. We really enjoyed hearing about WBWC and all the great work you guys do. So we look forward to learning more and educating others about WBWC.
Learn more about the Women's Birth and Wellness Center. Visit us online at ncbirthcenter.org or give us a call at 919-933-3301. Thanks for listening.